25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day.
Good day. Time is wow! Look at this, Richie. 7 after the hour.
It's flying by already.
It is already. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Mayor Bloomberg at it again in this hour. Plus, Dancing with the Stars. That television report from last night, and whether or not your car should have or will have a radio in its future. Richie will talk about that as we try to bring you around into the happiness curve. You know, the happiness is basically the result of achieving things. You ever thought about that? Achieving some kind of thrill, something that you've created, something that you put together, something you've humanized, something you've accomplished, something you're happy about brings you joy.
Some people accomplish nothing and they're still happy.
Well, but they have accomplished something by doing nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it that way. There are a lot of difficult tasks that are before you every day.
It's how you handle and react to life when it comes in and hits you in the face.
So what seed of happiness will you plant today? May I suggest that you think about one thing, one seed, a little kernel of corn or some radish seeds, even a little spinach or lettuce seed, little incy-teensy seeds. Plant that seed of happiness today, and then pursue happiness during the course of your day, realizing that at the end of the day, you will have accomplished something very special if you have a happy day. Apparently, trying to get into people's heads and their lives makes Mayor Bloomberg happy. Here's a happy camper today. I like Mayor Bloomberg because he's done a great job in New York. I think he's a good leader, a good administrator, and a good businessman. But, man, this guy's obsessed. I'm beginning to wonder, really and truly, because after yesterday and the day before...
It's one right after the other with this guy, isn't it?
Bang, boom. So, but those of you who smoke, one wonders how you feel about this. The sugary drink ban, and then... it fails. Now the mayor has taken up a new public health crusade. I know him well enough to know that he is a nutbird like I am about smoking. So he wants to keep tobacco products away from where you can see them, put them under the counter, behind curtains, displays, he says, suggest smoking is a normal activity and invite young people to experiment with tobacco. So, he's going to put before the city council a plan that would impose rules to make it harder to sell cigarettes. So who thinks this is a good idea or a bad idea? On the surface, how can you argue against somebody trying to make it more difficult to smoke? Oh, you can't argue that. Right? How do you argue against that? So then what's the argument not to do this? Because there's bound to be...
I mean, even the smokers will say, well, I don't care whether I can see them or not. I know what I want. I'm going to go in and buy it.
They
it
know they're there.
It doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Right?
So how is this bad? 888-302-3684.
Well,
how is it bad?
I'll tell you how it's bad. It's just one more instance where he's on a mission now. Huh? He doesn't care. Is he going to be up for re-election after this term?
He's been 3 terms. He's
done. So he's going, you know what I'm going to do? Every single week I'm going to initiate some new initiative to be able to control bad things in people's lives. That's what I'm going to do. And if they want to throw me out before the end of this term, so be it. He's just going to go after everything that he doesn't like.
Well, I think that's
fine.
An assumption.
No, but the guy seems to have a track record.
Of
they voted him in. They're passing the stuff.
And people in New York love him. You know how Roberta is with him.
They love him. Roberta. The soda ban didn't go over so well. That didn't, you know. But he's going to come back and take another shot at it. But he's just
it
like.
Isn't really a ban.
He's just like, I don't care. I'm just going
to
go after everything.
Talk about it. Get people to think about it. This is an educational. I believe this guy is all about education, and because the schools are not doing the job they ought to be doing, this is health education stuff that ought to be taught in the schools, at least as far as the sugary drinks are concerned. I don't know about, well, smoking as well ought to be. Why is it? There's nothing more of a deterrent than seeing something like what I saw, although I've always thought smoking was disgusting, but when my mother died at the age of 50, and the doctor brought us out a piece of her lung, and it was like a burnt sponge. She'd been smoking since she was 15, 16 years old and died at the age of 50, and her lung looked like a burnt sponge. So, if that, and they put these images, by the way, on tobacco packs. Have they, as any of this stuff, maybe the question, Richie, is, does any of this stuff do any good? Is smoking down? The answer is yes among many people in the population, but young girls seem to pay no attention to this at all. There's an epidemic of smoking among young high school age girls. That's where it starts.
Mm.
Girls, for some reason or other, think that it's cool, it's sexy, it's very good for their waistline, whatever the stupid thought that's in their mind is, that this is the way to lose weight or to be cool. Those of you who started smoking when you were a teenager, those ladies who are in their 20s and listening to this, or 30s and listening to this, what words of advice do you have for children who are the same age now as you were when you started to smoke? What do you tell them? What do you say to them?
What would I say to my kids?
Well, you're not a young girl in her 20s or 30s, but you can try it, Richie.
My daughter will be there at some point.
Yeah, what do you say to her? Your wife doesn't smoke. Did she ever?
No.
No, okay. I couldn't imagine you being with anybody who smoked.
Mm. Well, hey, listen, they both watched my father die from it, so
yeah.
You know, hopefully they take something away from that.
Yeah.
Neither one of them, they think it's icky.
It is icky. It's a horrible habit. Horrible. All right, so then I'm for, and you sound like, you're for what Bloomberg's doing.
No.
In essence. Oh, you're not for what Bloomberg's
doing? No.
I am. Education.
I don't mind that he's going to hide the cigarette packs.
That's all he's saying.
To me, that's no big deal. I'm just, you know, every single time that the government, and you as a libertarian, I would think, is this way too.
Well,
that they
I
think
am.
Of another way to control you is just one more
but
step.
But it doesn't
one
control anybody. All
one
it does
step.
Is they, it just you buy two drinks instead of
no,
one.
No, I'm just saying
stuff.
Him in general with all of his, with all of his crazy
I understand.
Rules.
That's what
fine.
The public consumption of his action.
And if they,
is, that's what they're,
if they keep voting him back, apparently that's what they want up there. That's fine.
Well, they're not going to vote him back because he's done.
Right. Between I can't drink bigger sodas and the drones flying over my house, it just all makes me a little bit
itchy. Yeah, that is true.
Not a fan of all of this government watching and telling and controlling and stuff.
All right, so then there's another thing in
I'm hoping I'm smart enough to be able to tell myself not to smoke and not to drink 4 gallons of soda today.
All right. There's a class action lawsuit challenging the New York Police Department's stop and frisk policy. We'll talk about that in a moment. Plus, whether or not your car is going to have a radio in its future. Later, Dancing with the Stars here on Good Day, 14 past the hour. Some great news for those of you who want to look your best and don't and know it. You have stained yellow teeth as you wake up. You're living the life, except your teeth don't do you justice. You've smoked, as we're talking about here. You've had coffee all your life. You've been drinking wine, and your teeth look it. So how do you fix it? This is a perfect time to whiten your teeth. You're embarrassed, and I know you are. So get rid of the yellow stains. Call this number for Power Swabs, 800-865-7620. That's 800-865-7620. By this time, you've heard the story about how using Power Swabs will convert in moments those yellow teeth to something much whiter. I've used two or three in the series of whitening up my teeth, and I do notice the difference. And you can do it every day for 7 days, and you'll be amazed at how dramatically different your teeth look using Power Swabs. This is the natural way to do this, by the way. This is a coconut oil-based cleanser. There it is. Cleanser that cleans your teeth, not with bleaches and sand and all that stuff that's in the toothpaste. Get your fluoride and sandpaste toothpaste and have some fun. Otherwise, do it the smart way. There's a risk-free supply awaiting you at 800-865-7620. I guarantee that people who know you will notice your whiter teeth, and it'll make your smile that much better. Call this number now, 800-865-7602. You get 50% off the retail price when you mention Doug Steffen.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
If you want to work until you drop? Reduce your standard of living in retirement or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market? Then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Discover card?
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
All right, so you'll be happy to know that Lindsay Lohan is in the news again today. She has, you know, for months and months and months, but she refused to accept a plea deal. She finally gave in yesterday, arriving 40 minutes late to her lying to the cops trial.
And she looked really good when she arrived in court.
All right, yeah. So when the case got underway, she agreed to plead no contest to reckless driving and lying to the police. She'll spend 90 days in a lockdown rehab facility.
Mm.
She'll perform 30 days of community. How many times has she been there and done that? Didn't she do that before?
She just doesn't seem to get it, unfortunately.
Right, but yet people are, they just, we continue to talk, and I, you know, I feel like I got to tell people.
Her dad wanted to get into a fist fight with the lawyers, apparently, for some reason. I guys saw, I don't know whether it was TMZ or something, but they were duking it out in the streets.
Does Barack Obama resemble Satan? That's coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Interesting.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Celebrity news. Lil Wayne is okay, I guess, Kenny. Been in the intensive care unit for 6 days. A lot of people thought he was going to die.
Got some weird seizures going on.
Well, he took some kind of rapper drug, and it sent him over the top.
Oh,
yeah. Juliana Huff is Julianne, not Juliana. Juliana Huff out with Ryan Seacrest now on the town. This is Joss Stone, young English lady. What's the name of this song, Richard?
This song is called Torn and Tattered.
Uh-huh. There's a trial going on in London this week. Two young men accused of plotting to rob and kill her. And when you go into the detail of this, these are Liverpudlians. These kids came from Liverpool. When you look at this, this story's a couple of years old, or it's taken them a couple of years to get it to.
Finally getting to the trial, and some of the details are coming out. It's absolutely crazy. These guys were caught after a postman had given them directions. They'd stopped the postman to ask directions to her house, and then some neighbors got suspicious, called the police, and when the guys were pulled over and their car was searched, they found a sword, a hammer, bags, duct tape, and all kinds of spikes and just weird things, along with notes saying how that they had planned to kill and dump her body into the river. And they're saying that the lawyer's basically saying, hey, listen, a plot doesn't mean that they meant to really do anything. So, but I've got to think that if somebody's rotting around outside my house with the tools and a note confessing what they want to do, guilty as charged, send them to jail. But this is just, you know, imagine...
Another being a celebrity.
Being a celebrity. Imagine being a celebrity, especially when you're a good-looking young girl like she is.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of crazy people that you have in your life.
Yeah. And why is it that these people, their lives are so empty that they feel like they have to wrap themselves around, whether it's this sort of a sordid story or the people that just chase celebrities down? You saw the story the other day of Daniel Craig and his wife, Rachel, is it White? So, yeah, Rachel White. So they're in a store, they're in a supermarket in New York City, and they're trying to buy groceries, and this guy comes up to him and snaps a bunch of pictures, and Daniel Craig reaches over to the guy and grabs his camera and says, don't you know anything about privacy, man? And so Rachel stepped in and calmed it down, but the guy then apologized and dumped the pictures. But this is the kind of stuff, and you know what it's fostered by? These damn shows like TMZ. all of these.
It all started with People Magazine, which was innocent enough, and then it's you got Us and Weekly and all these other magazines, The Rags, The Inquirer, all that stuff. And hey, listen, if we didn't buy it, they wouldn't go do it.
All right, so here's another one who's always in the public eye. Taylor Swift has admitted that she wrote a song called I Knew You Were Trouble about Harry Styles. She was interviewed by the Sunday Times about her emotional performance at the Brit Awards last month.
She said,
it's not hard to access that emotion when a person the song is directed to is standing by over on the side of the stage watching.
Well, and she had even used a British accent in one line of the of the song. So it was fairly evident that she was speaking directly at him.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, she's an interesting lady. But again, how does she have a private life? How do any of these people have a private life?
Well, she doesn't have a private life when she starts singing about every single one of her relationships in her hit songs.
That's a good thing. Richie and I go around. You'll never recognize us. We have on. We put on wigs and glasses.
That's right. Incognito.
Nobody will know.
I dress up as Elvis.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck was out. Then she was in. Now she's out again from The View. We'll talk about that in a few moments. Plus, does Obama look like Satan or vice versa? And Dancing with the Stars. It's all coming up here on Good Day at 28 After. I'm Doug Steffens.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks. He went to Jared.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared March 21st to the 24th and receive a free Pandora class bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. While supplies last.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Dad, you ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at Discover.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters, antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power, Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own four-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
To celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Good day, every day. Soon the clouds will free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine. Good day, every day. The mother peacock doesn't show. The father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to who isn't always credit given. Lion race throughout the land. King of the jungle. Returning to his den, he finds.
33 after on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Second half of this hour focused on your car, your dashboard, and what to expect there. Rumors flying around about what the car is going to look like in 3 or 4 years from now. Some good news, Richie. This is, I love this.
Yeah, about what?
Well, this, I'm known for presenting good stuff. That's why I call it the Good Day stuff.
Sure.
But sometimes you look around and you don't see as much good stuff as you would like to. A burglar expressing guilt about stealing $800 from a Michigan store 30 years ago has repaid the money. The anonymous thief...
With interest?
Yes.
Wow.
Stole $800. He left $1,200 in $100 bills in the county sheriff's department. The writer admitted to breaking into a grocery market on Michigan Avenue some 30 years ago. In a letter packed with emotion and spelling errors, the writer asks for, quote, help in locating a man to whom the writer owes the money. He said, I did the very bad thing. I'm ashamed of it. I've lived with it for all these years. I can't begin to say how sorry I am that I've lived with his guilt for too long. The letter went on to say, if you find him, please tell him that I was a foolish, stupid man when I did what I did, and I'm sorry. The letter obviously was unsigned. There's no return address on it, but had 12 $100 bills in it to get to this guy.
That's interesting.
That story at DougSteffens.com, where you also can get some tips on which leftovers you should keep and which ones you ought to toss. That's a... that's right out of the Doug Steffens playbook.
I read a story yesterday about how much food we waste. Americans waste 25% of the food that they buy.
Yeah.
And, you know, just then this goes for everything, okay?
Yeah.
You finish dinner and you wipe off some of the food that you didn't finish and it goes down to garbage disposal or in the trash.
Yeah.
Or food that you have to throw out or leftovers you never get to. But at the, you know, say you spend $100 at the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
$25 of that $100 at some point gets thrown away.
Yep. And it's even more at restaurants and that sort of thing. Something to keep in mind.
It's so silly how we don't feed the poor.
Your father and my father told us to eat what was on our plate because there are a lot of starving children.
Yep. Oh, my grandmother. Oh, man.
What the direct relationship was to that, but there's always guilt attached to all of that stuff. Television report coming up in a few moments. Jennifer is gone now, off to another assignment. Roberta's in the Caribbean, so Richie and me. Ken Kessler is here monitoring our social media. Kenny, what sort of things are we battling for truth, justice, and the American way this morning at Facebook and Twitter?
A lot of it is still focused around that rape trial that's
Steubenville.
Sunday in Steubenville.
Yeah.
A lot of conversation about the petition at change.org to make CNN apologize.
Uh-huh.
Walter says that they should fire Candy Crowley. And Sterling says an on-air apology would only reach a dozen or so viewers.
There you go. That tells you something about CNN and who's supporting them. The business about what you do in your car is always very interesting to me because I am a radio guy. I want to know that people are listening to the radio in the car. Some of you may have heard a story that was floating around over the weekend that came as a result of a radio conference in New York last week, at which time a couple of executives from Ford and General Motors told the crowd that there were going to be changes in the dashboard because there are too many distractions on the dashboard. The need now to have Sirius and more cars, Sirius XM, the Internet. Remember I told you, 4 or 5 years ago, Richie, that pretty soon cars are going to have 4 bands instead of 2.
Sure.
They're going to have the AM band, the FM band, they're going to have Sirius XM, and they're going to have an Internet connection so you can get your favorite program if you wanted to off the Internet. Car makers, however, have found it difficult with all this gadgetry to put these things into on the dashboard in a small way. Because apparently the electronics involved in the Internet connection is different than the electronics that are needed for just an AM, FM, or Sirius. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether that's true or it's not true. That's what they were talking about. So now, as you can imagine, the government has gotten involved in all of this with guidelines to encourage automakers to reduce the complexity of tasks that are not related to driving, including limiting activities that require drivers to take both hands off the wheel or to take more than 2 seconds to perform. This in, I guess, connection to the idea that came out of this radio meeting last week that the AM and FM band would be eliminated has gotten a lot of drivers asking questions when they go to buy a car. Your brother's in the car business. I wonder if he gets any of these questions about but he's dealing with used cars.
Right.
So it's not like it was with him, it's not a worry. But there are a lot of industry trade groups. For example, the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers says these guidelines are good, that we look at any traffic safety study, and it's always, if you look at it's either drunk driving or people take their eyes off of the road because they're fiddling around with Twitter or Facebook or some of these sorts of things. But nobody knew where this AM-FM thing came. It was like out of the blue. Came out of it, listen, this is what came out of it. The study suggested that people under the age of 30 no longer care about AM and FM radio, so they don't need to put them in the new cars that the people under 30 will be buying in 3 to 5 years. And then when that hit the trades, and then it hit general consumer press, people went wild. What do you mean we're not going to want AM and FM? I don't want you to tell me what I can have access to and what I can't have access to. So now, apparently, that's all been reviewed, or somebody said, no, it wasn't really true, and I apologize for having that information get out, because it really shouldn't have, because the car dealers are going to put those in. Well, the car dealers probably were going to take it out, but with the protest from the public, at least, and it didn't take long. This thing spread like wildfire.
I heard this and I'm just like, okay, this will last 5 minutes.
What's the most distracting thing, though, in your car, Richie?
If it isn't my kids, it's my phone.
your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a Bluetooth or a speaker on the car?
I have a Ford, so I have Ford Sync, so I never need to touch my phone. I just hit a button on my steering wheel, and it you know, I can answer.
Right, you have to have the phone in your car, though, right?
Yeah.
You have to plug it into anything?
No.
Really?
It's all
you have to set it up when you buy the car, or is it automatic?
When I first bought the car, I set it up so that when any incoming calls, or if I want to play music off of you know one of my music devices on it or apps, I can do that. So it just all works.
Really? All right, well.
Yeah, it's definitely the way to go. But name me one thing that you have to do on your car that requires both hands.
Oh, I can, but I don't want to talk about that.
That's right, exactly.
So, you know, speaking of that.
And can I tell you something?
Yeah.
AM and FM sound 1,000 times better than internet audio or Sirius XM.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine losing the better quality audio to Sirius XM. It's unlistenable to me, the quality of audio that comes through that service.
I was just thinking about all of the, just, I made the wise crack about the two hands. I am so blessed. I was just thinking about this. And I'm gonna divert our attention from some of the important stories for just a moment and talk about something that I just saw that really got into me. I'm very blessed in that I have, a lot of people in my life that are very loving, very close, and so we all should give thanks for the people that we know in our lives that are great and who are loving. So I'm now getting ready. I'm going to fly back this morning to Boston, and I'm bringing Charlotte with me on the plane. First time I've taken on this longer trip for like 4 or 5 years, but she'll be fine. But she sees the bags around. Whenever she sees the bags around, she goes into this funk. So she's gone into the bedroom and piled up a bunch of my clothes that were on the floor, and she's crawled into them.
Just trying to keep you from leaving, yeah.
Well, or just trying to keep herself sort of wrapped around that smell.
Yeah.
Or whatever that familiarity is. And my God, we put up so many things. We have some great videos all the time at DougStephan.com. We've had these dog things forever that I get from people who know that I love dogs and they love dogs, so we share them with all of you. It's just something to be aware of, something to think about. All of the things around you, the beings around you, the people around you who love you, you should be thankful for that. Speaking of videos of the day, is an amazing video today. A kite flying exhibition. Kenny and I saw this. This guy flies 3 kites at the same time. And he's like 70. Kenny, how old is he? Like 73, 74 years old, this guy?
I think he's close to 80, if not over.
80. Wow. Wait till you see what a great job he does flying. He flies 2 of them with his hands, and the third one is attached to his waist. It is very, very cool. And a moment. The story behind the story, is Elizabeth coming or going? Speaking about things that are on your dashboard, is it going to stay, is it going to go? Is Elizabeth staying or going? Plus, did you watch Dancing with the Stars last night? And does Barack Obama look like Satan? 15 before the hour. Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., visit your local Home Depot store for a free workshop presented by Lutron. You'll learn the easy installation techniques for Lutron energy-efficient lighting, sensors, dimmers, all that good stuff will be on hand. 6:30 to 8 p.m. Visit your local Home Depot. It's your duty to go to Home Depot 6:30 to 8 this Thursday for an amazing demonstration put on by Lutron.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle. Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel 6-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel 6-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy. Offer at 3-23-13. Limit one per customer. Loss supplies last.
Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. The History Channel's 10-part miniseries, The Bible.
Tried to watch a little bit of that the other day.
Yeah, I watched a little bit last night. I didn't see Satan, however.
Oh, yeah.
According to Glenn Beck and some of the other Christian conservatives, Satan looks a lot like President Obama.
Not according to Glenn Beck, according to anybody that looks at the picture. The character that they have playing Satan, if you see a side-by-side picture of him and President Obama,
yeah,
remarkable resemblance.
Well, the producers of this 10-part series are both very conservative Christians, and you can bet that they wouldn't be Obama supporters. So where there's heat, there's smoke, and where there's smoke, there's fire, usually.
It's, what's his name,
Burnett.
Burnett from all the reality shows, and then Roma Downey from Touched by an Angel.
Yeah, right.
So, his wife.
Yeah. All right, so Barbara Walters said earlier this month that Elizabeth Hasselbeck was going to stay. There were rumors that she was on her way out. Barbara is now said to be furious. The decision to fire Elizabeth was leaked, and now she's more furious because apparently she's the one who's behind it, and now she's being outed. ABC with Barbara, this is a Barbara Walters production, and ABC says they're, quote, desperate to freshen up the show, and that means sooner or later, if it's not this summer, Elizabeth is going to be gone. Elizabeth has been given a brief reprieve because of the embarrassing leak, leaving the door open for her to announce that she is leaving after they tell her to, rather than it looks like they're firing her. What a bunch of crud. These people, I mean, starting with Barbara Walters. I don't say what I'm thinking. Dancing with the Stars started last night. Did you watch it, Richie?
No.
No.
I watched
Neither
the following.
I. Okay, that's the report. Yeah. 51 past the hour.
Thanks for asking. Yeah.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is big news, and I'm happy to tell you I'm a part of it. The big news about how my program, The Good Day Show, is stepping up to help entrepreneurs like many of you start new companies. And that information now, Mike Hughes is here to help you understand what's going on in Startup America News. This is Doug Steffen, the host of The Good Day program, and we're going to launch a new radio reality series based upon a media crowdfunding incubator program providing entrepreneurs and small businesses with national media exposure while they train and gain resources for launching successful crowdfunding campaigns. I've got a great team of innovators who are working with me to promote and to educate. When it comes to crowdfunding, what an exciting, exciting opportunity. This is something that's so new, many of you may not know much about it at all. And so today, we're announcing the launch of the Step-by-Step Ladder Online Crowdfunding Incubator Program. Let me repeat that. The Step-by-Step Ladder Online Crowdfunding Incubator Program. This new reality-based radio programming could be called the American Idol of crowdfunding. We're starting our own crowdfunding incubator in order to help the entrepreneurs like you who are out there every day trying to create a new business, new jobs, maybe even help themselves start a business of their own. Reid Hoffman, who's the co-founder of PayPal and LinkedIn, said, "Launching a startup is like jumping off a cliff and building an airplane on the way down." Now imagine the outrageous possibilities of covering the human interest stories of people re-kickstarting the American dream. That is exactly what we plan to cover week by week as the real-life drama of crowdfunding unfolds. We're even inviting the public to join the fun by voting with their dollars to help us choose the entrepreneurs whose campaigns are profiled on national radio every single week on my program, The Good Day Show. It's all about creating the excitement of anticipation. So here is where our experiment in free enterprise gets even more interesting. While we're covering the day-to-day stories of other entrepreneurs, we're going to be there with them in the trenches because we're launching our own crowdfunding campaign as part of our radio reality show in order to create more public awareness about the merits, about the benefits, about the wonder of crowdfunding. We're in a very unique position as a national radio program to lead by example. To succeed in small business, you got to be bold, you got to take risks. So we're going to look forward in this enterprise to using the media platform of Good Day to help build, help develop, help move along the crowdfunding community. As I was saying a few minutes ago, one of the real brains behind this is Mike Hayes, who's a colleague of mine. He and I have been working together for a long time, and he has come up with some ideas that, and I'm not a cynic, but I'm hard to impress, and I'm impressed. So let's talk a little bit about you, Mike, as you started your career, the people you've worked with, who has inspired you, and how you see this working. If I haven't explained enough of it, maybe you can spend a minute explaining it from your perspective.
Absolutely. Doug, I am really the guy to do this campaign. Let me explain why. I'll give you a quick background, kind of bring you up to speed on how I got here. I grew up in Michigan, working at a little radio station from the time I was 16 years old. Went on to NBC TV and radio networks in New York. I produced a documentary series called Second Sunday. I won 2 Peabody Awards. Went on from there to CNN as a correspondent. Had the chance to get this, do a show called Keys to Success. I had the opportunity to interview literally hundreds of the most financially successful entrepreneurs in America, and I got to ask them, how did they do it? How did they get started? What made it tick for them? And to the number, I learned, one, that the media had played a key role in their financial success, and two, I caught the bug. I learned the industry, I learned direct response, I understand entrepreneurs, and now, to me, the newest form of direct response is crowdfunding. There's a lot of similarities between direct response TV and radio and crowdfunding.
That's the kind of spirit we want to see in America again. How exciting is that, listening to Mike Hayes tell that story? And you know by listening to him that he's been there and done that. So he'll help us all pull together. So let us help you, and you help somebody else. It's all about helping. That's been my philosophy of life all along. We're all here to help. Let us help you register today by going to gooddaycrowdfunding.com. That's gooddaycrowdfunding, all one word, .com. GoodDayCrowdfunding.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day, celebrating our 25th anniversary.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.